It is
he against Jasmine?
To ask the CLO. Yeah, wait till you hear it. Wait till you hear what he said.
Oh, man, come on, bro.
Yeah. All right, ready, CLO.
Yes.
Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey.
All the time.
Okay. Christine in Columbia writes, I put my daughter in a local pageant and her dad has a problem with it. He thinks she will be dressing like a grown woman and wearing a lot of makeup. That's a big part of it, but I'm going to be with her all the time. Do I need his blessing?
Well, are they together? Are they co-parenting? What was it?
Well, it sounds like, yeah, they're together. He just...
You have to consider... See, men know something that women don't know.
About other men, you mean?
Yeah. Men know how men really are.
Just like women know about
women. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And a man knows, ain't no need of rushing the procedure because the procedure is coming.
Yeah.
So he don't want his little girl made up in all this extra makeup, looking older than she really is. That's a concern of his.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And so
now, the fact that you're going to be there with her, I mean, that's a decision the two of you have to come to, though. But that's his concern.
Yeah.
And that really is his concern. And so it's a legitimate concern.
Right. And basically she's asking, does she need his blessing? Should she go ahead and do it without his blessing? Does she need...
Well, it's his daughter, too.
Right. That's what she should confess.
You know, y'all, come on now. This man is obviously involved in the little girl's life. He knows what's going on. He should have a say-so. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, y'all made the baby. I get, which made you, so...
All right.
What y'all say gon' happen, so you know. I mean,
well,
he might have to go on and get with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to Devon and Torrance. Devon writes, I was having dinner with my girlfriend when her beautiful friend came over. I invited her to join us, and my girl said I was flirting in her face. I do feel like it was love at first sight with a friend. How do I see... Listen, though. How do I see if the friend is interested in me, too?
Come on, dog.
Go ahead, boy.
Hey, dog, listen to me. This ain't no advice about no high... Why my girl tripping? This ain't none of this. Her beautiful friend came over to the table.
Exactly.
I'm telling you right now, it was love at first sight.
Have you been there?
She said, you flirting in my face. I know that. I'm trying to figure out from you, Steve, is it a way that I can find out is if she feeling me?
Yeah, that's what he wants to know. Mm-hmm.
Now, if I was you, dog, this is what I would do. I would find her on social media.
What?
Instagram. Yeah. Yeah.
So you want him to get with the beautiful girlfriend?
It was love at first sight. He had it with this other girl.
He was at dinner with his girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Everybody ain't going nowhere. Right.
Everybody ain't for you.
Yeah, because she's just his girlfriend. Her friend is her beautiful friend.
So now listen to me.
Right.
Get her information, Facebook, IG. Get in her DMs and say, listen, I'm just going to keep it 100 with you.
Mm-hmm.
It was love at first sight.
That's what he needs
I'm just telling you right now. I was sitting there. This relationship, it ain't, I know it's not permanent.
But the women are friends.
Hey,
not my fault.
Hey.
It's not your fault, Junior.
I fell in love with your friend on site.
On site.
Wow.
Man, that's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do
the
same
thing. You know how pretty this girl is?
She's beautiful.
I'm very standing.
She's beautiful.
I'm very comfortable. Because he had no concern about how she felt.
No.
He didn't have no concern about how she felt.
Evidently
this wasn't about
not.
No Steve. Why was she tripping? She talking about, you flirting right in front of my face.
Yes.
I'm in love with her. What you want me to do?
Men love beautiful women. All right, moving on to Monique in Indianapolis. Monique writes, I jumped on my husband's auntie after she smoked a cigarette in my bathroom. Okay.
These are the best CLOs ever.
Yes. So she jumped on her husband's aunt. Her husband sided with the aunt and said that she could have handled things differently, that his wife could have handled things differently. She said, he knows that I have asthma, so how can he defend her smoking in our home?
It ain't that, lady. It's the you jumped on her.
Yeah.
That's the part.
You could have handled it another way. Yes.
Talk to her. How could you? Yeah. Banned her from coming over. Mm-hmm. Told her how inconsiderate it was.
Yeah.
But no, you went straight from 0 to 60. And this is how it went, though. She was going down the hallway and smelled the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And she was standing in the hallway. As soon as Aunt Claire opened the door, pop! Dead in her mouth.
Wow.
Broke the cigarette and everything.
To smoke in somebody's house.
It is.
That's disrespectful. I mean, in any room, you don't smoke in people's houses no more.
You don't. Nobody does that. And if someone has asthma, come on.
Yeah.
But how hood are you, though, when you knock out somebody's aunt?
That's pretty hood, though.
That was on site.
On site, right.
Yeah, all right. Oh, okay, last one, Steve. This is from Annalise in Leesburg. Annalise writes, my husband is a great cook, and he takes his lunch to work. I saw his coworker in the grocery store, and she said she really enjoys my husband's food. He confirmed that he's taking food to her. So does he like this chick, or is he just showing off? What's going on here?
Hell yeah.
What? He likes her?
Hell yeah. What? He's fixing food for her.
Come on. So he likes her, but and he didn't expect her to run into his wife and tell his wife.
Hell no.
Well, why'd she have to tell his wife?
Because she want him to know.
She likes him. She's messed.
I really enjoy the stuff your husband be making for me because I don't even have to bring my lunch no more.
Mm-hmm.
He just be cooking.
And cooking.
We be sitting there, ooh, it's finger licking good.
Oh! All right. Thank you, CeeLo. We gotta go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.